When I came upon the scene at midnight, the shrillness of the cries and howls that were raised from time to time, denoting that they came from a concourse of boys and girls already assembled in the best places, made my blood run cold. As the night went on, screeching and laughing and yelling in strong chorus of parodies of Negro melodies with substitutions of Mrs. Manning for Susanna and the like were added to these. When the day dawned, thieves, low prostitutes, ruffians and vagabonds of every kind flocked onto the ground with every variety of offensive and foul behavior. Fightings, faintings, whistlings, imitations of punch, brutal jokes, tumultuous demonstrations of indecent delight when swooning women were dragged out of the crowd by police with their dresses disorder, gave a new zest to the general entertainment. When the sun rose brightly, as it did, it gilded thousands upon thousands of upturned faces, so inexpressibly odious in their brutal mirth or callousness that a man had cause to feel ashamed of the shape he wore, to shrink from himself as fashioned in the image of the devil. When the two miserable creatures who attracted this ghastly sight about them were turned quivering into the air, there was no more emotion, no more pity, no more thought that two immortal souls had gone to judgment, no more restraint in any of the previous obscenities than if the name of Christ had never been heard in this world. And there was no belief among man but that they perished like beasts.